I'm with Lane Citrowski of the Canby Lancers. He just finished his state golf for day two here. And Lane, you had a lot of pars here today.
Yeah, I did pretty good on the back. Didn't start out too hot on the front. First of all, I topped my drive. So I got started out with a double bogey. You know, it's not the greatest feeling to start off two over through 18. But yeah.
You put a string of pars together though.
Yeah, I started to figure out scrambling holes, making putts. Snuck in a birdie, and then last three holes fell apart. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I just couldn't hit my clubs.
You chipped up there good on 18 though.
Yeah, that was it was a good chip. I asked you
yesterday, what's one of your better shots today?
My best shot. Ooh, I'm trying to think.
A couple birdies.
There's a couple birdies in there. I think my best shot was probably on the hole four, par three. I hit it to about 6 feet, made my birdie on the par three. So good. That was a good shot. Yeah.
Good. So how do you wrap up your two-day state experience here?
It was great. I had fun. Sucks to end on four over through three holes, but you know that's what golf's about sometimes.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, you told me a couple days ago that you just started golfing 2 years ago or so, and to be where you're at today, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty big journey, but yeah.
Gonna be back next year?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay. All right, thanks for your time, Lane. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Adam Richter joins me, head coach of the Canby Lancers. Your thoughts on Lane's finish there?
I'm very proud of how Lane finished. He shot a 78. His goal today was to break 80, so he accomplished that. That's great.
Yep, that's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah, that's golf. Yep. I mean, his driver, yeah, he talked a little bit about his first hole, but honestly, he overcame that within two holes. And like he said, then he birdied hole four, and that was a great shot. And then he kind of just, like you said, got on a par roll there.
Yep. And then the last three holes struggled, he said.
Yeah, and that happens. I mean, as it gets warm, you kind of get fatigued, and you know, you have to be able to hold it together. Every shot matters, and if you have one wayward shot, you know, and then you kind of have to pay for it. But he still did pretty good.
I should have told him when I golf, I struggle every hole.
Well, yeah, sometimes that does happen. It's part of golf.
Yeah, isn't golf a strange game, isn't it?
It is a game that you can beat yourself up, and everybody kind of starts to develop a little scar tissue. So.
Yeah. All right, you got to be pretty proud of Lane then, you know, what he's accomplished this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm very proud of him. He puts in a lot of work. Like, I call him my range goat, because if I drop 100 balls down, he's going to hit all 100. Okay. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If I drop 200, they're all going to go. And so he definitely puts in the work, and I can't ask for anything more.
All right. You got another 18 to go with your daughter here.
I do. I have. I'm going to go switch my shoes again and my socks, because
Is that what you do?
After every night, I go switch my shoes, they feel nice.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm going to carry on.
How's the Maddie doing after yesterday? Better?
Yeah, she's doing better. I know she kind of beat herself up, you know, it's golf, so she wanted to probably putt a little bit better, but like I told her, I go, you just shot your best score at, you know, the state tournament. Yeah, you got an 83, and, you know, you're currently sitting in 15th, but you got to be pretty proud of how you played.
Yeah, that was her low score of the whole season?
Yeah, that was the lowest of ever at state. She put up an 81 at Benson, which is a very difficult course, which I'm very proud of that, too, so she has it in her.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll be following her this afternoon.
All right. It'll be good.
All right. And the Dawson Boyd Blackjack girls, they're sitting pretty good, too.
Yeah, they are sitting pretty good. I always enjoy talking to the Dawson girls, so hopefully they can pull it off.
Yep. And I'll be following the three Lock Barrel girls, just letting our listeners know that I'll be busy this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. You will be busy. So good luck to all of them. And those are all our Camden Conference. So
that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Paul.
Adam Richter of the Canby Lancers.